On the line with us is Steve Stockham, and you're with the Joplin Regional Airport. Steve, I understand that American Airlines may be having to back out of serving Joplin. What's happening?
Well, I think the biggest issue and the biggest thing I want to convey to everyone is this is not a termination of service. This is just a temporary suspension of service for about 28 days. The American notified us late last night and early this morning here on the 20th and said that they had made a determination that they were going to do this at about, I think it's 15 or 16 cities. I know that there are a lot of things going on, obviously, within the airline industry right now. They have obviously tremendous financial losses due to people not being able to travel from COVID and those kinds of things. And so this appears to be some reaction to some of that, especially on the payroll side, them trying to seek some additional funding for payroll, backing payroll from the federal government.
Before the pandemic had hit, were we reaching targets that were aimed for traffic out of the Joplin Airport?
Yeah, I mean, if you remember last year, we had added the Chicago service. We had nearly 100,000 passengers that came through the Joplin facility last year. Even back in January and February, we were seeing record numbers for the month, those first 2 months, as we started into the year, and things were extremely bright and looked like we were really, you know, headed to some ground that we had not been for a number of years as far as passenger service was concerned. And then obviously COVID hit in March, and the industry in itself kind of cratered, and so we are sitting where we are today. And so I think that it's not unique to Joplin in this situation, that you're seeing situations where other airlines and other cities across the United States are all dealing with the same thing. Unfortunately, we're caught in this deal, and right now we're going to have to do everything we can to once the service hopefully restarts in the 1st of November, to continue to build on that service through the end of the year and into next year.